You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
The only thing more infectious than the coronavirus is fear. This past Monday, I decided to do a Google search and type the words fear and coronavirus into my web browser. I was expecting a large number of search results, but I never expected that there would be more than 1 billion search results. Now, it's clear that fear is gripping the entire world. And what we already know is that the more fear rises, the crazier and more irrational people become. Now, after reading many headlines and a few articles, I began to worry. So I decided to meditate on what Jesus had to say about fear. It's no surprise that Jesus actually believed that in our lives we would have to deal with fear. But what is surprising are his instructions on how to deal with the matter. Jesus' whole teaching on how to deal with fear can be summed up into two simple words: don't fear. Now, let me read to you what Jesus had to say in Matthew chapter 10. Do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Now, what's interesting is that not all fears are necessarily bad. There is a level of healthy fear. For instance, we don't jump off of buildings because of fear of heights. We don't commit crimes for fear of going to jail. Now, most fears are the result of looking towards the future and worrying about what may or may not happen. It's the result of hyper-focusing on the unknown. But what Jesus teaches about fear is that we should not focus on the what, but rather on the who. That we should not fear what may or may not happen, but rather fear God, who has power over everything, even the ultimate fear, the fear of death. So, I'd like to leave you with some suggestions so that you don't become infected with the fear bug. First, don't spend too much time with people who are constantly afraid of what may or may not happen. Rather, spend time with those who fear God. Second, live your life fearing God. And don't worry about the unknown, because very little is really unknown. We know how it ends. The only question that counts at the end is, did you trust God? And third and final, the things we worry so much about tend to be silly at the end. So you should not fear the what-ifs of life. What if he comes? What if she stays? What if she leaves? What if I lose my job? You should fear the who was, who is, and who will always be.